Family First is not giving up in its fight to get a classification on an award-winning young adult's book. Into the River by Aucklander Ted Dorr had an R14 restriction slapped on it after complaints, but that has been successfully removed after an appeal. But Family First founder Bob McCoskrie says they are going to take it further as the book is inappropriate for general release. Bob McCoskrie is with me, and good evening.
G'day, Larry.
You're going to appeal again, are you?
Yeah, we already have. We've sought leave to take this decision back to the Board of Review. So we appealed to the Board of Review. The Board of Review tightened up the regulations, said nobody under 14 should read the book. And then there's been a little lobby group of libraries and those in the industry who have lobbied and got the censor to reconsider. So we'll just take it straight back to the Board of Review again.
And your complaint is what?
Well, Larry, I'd like to read some extracts from the book to you on air, but I can't because you would be subject to a Broadcasting Standards Authority complaint. And the problem is that this material is being shoved at our kids. Just to give you a summary, well, perhaps I can quote the dissenting opinion of the board president, Dr. Don Matheson, when it was reviewed, and he actually agreed with our call that it should actually be R18. He said, and I quote, "It will cause serious harm to some persons under the age of 18. The book describes physical conduct of a degrading or demeaning nature to such an extent or degree that it's likely to cause young teenagers to be greatly disturbed or shocked." And he also referred to the heavy use of offensive words, which he believed was included mainly to increase the notoriety and sales of the book. We did a sort of stock take of what's in the book. The C word is used 9 times, the F word 17 times, SHIT 16 times, but also some of the adult themes were concerning as well.
Right, it's graphic, but it's not being put in school libraries as a must read. It's not being shoved at kids like you say it is.
Well, I think it has, and part of the problem was because it received the New Zealand Post Children's Book Awards, which was supposed to be books suitable for younger teenagers. Now, the problem is that it's received this notoriety, and it is available. But then again, even if only a few are reading it, that's still a concern for those few that are reading it.
The author says he wrote the book for teenage boys who don't read books, and he did it deliberately in confronting language relative to them, the sex, the bullying and racism, because he said it's real. It's what they relate to. What do you say?
There's plenty of books that cover those things that he's talking about, which don't have to use such offensive language and don't have to, he calls it into the river, we call it into the sewer. I think Dr. Don Matheson of the review board gets it right when he expresses concern that it's of such a degrading or demeaning nature. I mean, there's no mitigating factors on explaining why it's really just to shock and to excite, but the problem is that it also disturbs and it shocks people, and there's also heavy use of offensive words. And remember that it's young teenagers that will have access to this book. It also deals with some very heavy issues, illegal drug use, child sex exploitation, the sexual relationship between a student and a teacher, those are very heavy themes for young teens to be confronted with.
Right, you kind of think it normalises gratuitous behaviour. But the problem here, Bob, is they can get this stuff online far worse than this.
Oh, I agree, and I think there's major concerns with some of the easy access to offensive material that is available online, and fortunately some countries are starting to wake up and starting to put in the ability to censor some of this material. Look, it's a constant battle, but this book received a high profile. It got a prestigious award. Interestingly enough, the company that gave it has now withdrawn from the awards, and the award that was given out last year was a much, much nicer book that you would want to encourage. But at the end of the day, Larry, I think the key thing is let's go to the parents and ask the parents, do they want their children, do they want their teenagers reading this type of material? I think you'll find that most parents will be horrified. We've put some small extracts into our newsletter to our supporters, and they are now flooding the censor's office expressing their horror at the type of material that their kids can get access to and that's been promoted through this book. And, I mean, it actually shows a little bit about the judgment call of the Library Association and other groups that have tried to get this book as a free-for-all.
Thank you, Bob. That is Bob McCoskrie, Family First founder.